Milo's Pro Rewards members. Go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
You're not lazy. You're not flaky. You're not unqualified. You're just tired of pretending. Tired of showing up like life is always polished. Tired of waiting for the twist out to look right. The lighting to hit. The life to look brandable. But what if your obedience is what makes you beautiful? What if this messy middle version of you is the one your future self will thank you for? What if being unready is still the right time because it's on God's time? Let's talk about it. Why don't you put down those dreams? Hey, love. Welcome to or welcome back to Don't Hit Snooze, the podcast, the space where faith meets strategy, where stories turn into systems, and where the version of you you've been sleeping on gets gently but boldly called out of hiding. This episode is one of those recording it in real time kinds of episodes. I'm not looking back at something I've already overcome. I'm walking through it right now. It's that feeling when God gives you vision, but your fear, your fatigue, your flesh, the anxiety, the everything that is not from God truly, just starts whispering these lies. Not yet. Not until you look better. Not until it sounds more polished. Not until you feel ready. And I've been wrestling with that because, if I'm honest, I love feeling put together. I love a fresh retwist, a nice little beat with some blush, top tier. But lately, God has been calling me to just show up even before all of that is in place. Because if I waited until I felt quote unquote camera ready, I wouldn't have recorded anything. So, this one's for the girl who's sitting on good work, good vision, good words, all because she doesn't feel cute today. The message is simple, but necessary. Don't wait to be camera ready. Let's start here. Have you ever not posted something, not because it wasn't good, not because it wasn't on time, but because you didn't look right, because your hair wasn't done, because you didn't have on your nails, even if they're just press-ons, because your house didn't have the white walls and the little fake tree in the corner, because you didn't feel on brand, because you have a white refrigerator, which is so crazy to me, because the light didn't hit right on you, because you don't have a ring light, because you felt like, who's going to take me seriously looking like this? That's the kind of unspoken pressure that creeps in and paralyzes purpose. And I will be the one to say it out loud. You don't need to be polished to be powerful. I've seen many of videos where people have a strong message and they look a little busted. In my personal opinion, not that they do, but really in the sense that I don't think I will post a video looking like that. And I've only ever done that because I feel like the message would be missed because I look quote unquote crazy in my mind. And social media has truly conditioned us to think that our image is our impact. And it couldn't be further from the truth. The truth is your presence is your power. Y'all know I like to say it again for the people in the back. Your presence is your power. I saw something recently that really touched me, like broke me down. Tyra Banks just opened an ice cream shop for her mom in Australia. And it wasn't just a random investment. It was rooted in a childhood memory. After her mom would work two, sometimes three jobs, they had a ritual. They'd go get ice cream together at the end of their week in Hollywood. It was like their little thing. Their "we made it through the week" or "made it through another week" kind of treat. And years later, Tyra took that small, faithful tradition and turned it into something tangible and honoring. And when I was watching it, I was bawling. Not because it was a grand gesture, though it was, but because it reminded me of my family, of my mom in particular, of our small beginnings, of what it feels like to love a parent and grieve the childhood you didn't get, of what it means to honor someone. Like in the Bible, where it says to honor your mother and father. I'm not going to get into the next part of that because it tells the parents to do something too, or not do something rather. But either way, when you're still healing from what they couldn't give you, it's tough. And then also thinking about what it means to build something, not to prove them wrong, but to finally just say, you don't have to carry it all anymore. Because now being a mom, I see what some of those things were. And so I can't go back in time and say, I see you, though I did try. And that was kind of the reason for some of the things that happened because I did kind of see her. And I was trying to be there for her and love on her. And she rejected me oftentimes and yelled at me and felt like she needed her space. And so I'm definitely being mindful of that with my relationship with my daughter right now. But either way, I want that for my mom. Regardless of our history, even with the pain, she's still working a hard labor job to this day. She's still giving more than she gets. And part of me wants to say, girl, just start a business again. I talk about it all the time with my brother, like she tweaking. Like you wouldn't have to run it forever. Especially not by yourself. You can hire help. Hello? What is it? Maid? Molly Maid? Listen. But another part of me just realizes maybe she's tired. Or maybe she's afraid. Maybe life has brought her so much grief that the pain of starting something again weighs heavier. Maybe life has taught her not to dream anymore. And honestly, that breaks my heart because I'm working towards something she doesn't even know she's allowed to receive. But I believe she will one day. And here's the thing, I'm not just building a business, I'm building legacy, I'm building healing. I'm building evidence that you can feel stuck and still obey God. And that you can be scared and still be sent. That you can have a past and still have a purpose. There are people who look at your life and say, wow, she didn't quit. She didn't let shame take her voice. She didn't wait until it was perfect. That's legacy. That's what you leave behind, even while you're still here. That's what I want my daughter to see. Even if she's not old enough to understand it yet, one day she'll watch these old clips or hear this audio and say, Mommy, you really didn't have it all together, but you kept going. You looked a little cray cray here and there, but I'm proud of you. And I'm glad you're my mom because you didn't just dream, you built. And now we get to live what once felt impossible or simply just so far away. So I'm saying this to you and to myself. Don't wait to be camera ready, Don't wait until your life looks marketable before you start the ministry God gave you. Don't wait until you feel cute enough to be seen. Don't wait for the perfect lighting to hit before you speak what God is placing on your heart at midnight. You're not waiting on a moment, you're in it. And somebody needs to see the raw version of your process. Not the filtered glossy version, but the one you were scared and sweaty and still said yes to. Because that's the one that sets people free. So let me pray this over you real quick. Lord, thank you for giving us vision, even when it's big, even when it seems too weighty to carry, even when it's scary. Thank you for trusting us with dreams that require you to fulfill. Father, remind us that we don't have to wait to be camera ready. We just have to be willing. Help us silence the voices of insecurity, doubt, shame, guilt, and especially perfectionism. Help us dilute and remove every single thing that social media and society has taught us about how to and when to show up on camera or for people or for those who are tied to our purpose. We have to go now. We have to move now because you get the glory out of the mess. Help us move forward messy and unfiltered, getting the glory out of our process, not just our platforms. Father, we trust you even when we don't trust ourselves, and especially when we don't trust what's happening around us, when we see things around us that make us feel or look at things as if it might be too late for us or too soon, or we're questioning everything. God, give us clarity, give us the answers, and give us the boldness to just keep showing up. And we'll keep showing up. Forgive us for anything we've done, said, and thought that was not pleasing to you, God. And we just thank you in advance for your peace, the peace that comes from releasing, from letting go, from doing the thing that you put us here to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Woo chow. If this episode met you where you are, share it with somebody. Tell a friend who keeps saying, I'll post when I feel ready, or I'll post it when I move, or I'll post it when I clean up, etc., etc. Tell the mom, the multi-hyphenate, the brand builder, that what she's building is bigger than the moment she's in. Thank you for listening. I'm so glad you're here. You don't have to be polished to be powerful. You just have to be obedient. This is your reminder to wake up, not to perfection, but to purpose. I'm Chata Like Money, and this is Don't Hit Snooze, the podcast. Until next time, keep going, even when it's not cute. Because legacy isn't always filtered, but it is always faithful. I love you with the love of Jesus, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. And I'll talk to you in the next one.
by my side, I can lose. They don't stand a chance, they can never come be. I know that I'm covered, you're always with me. Cause my God is real.
Calling me out like the first day. This ain't no first aid. Yeah, you making me new today. Rhino, straight from the fountain of wealth. I put my gift in your hand. Take me from rags to riches in the best way.
They can never come be. I know that I'm covered, you're always with me. Cause my God is real. Lord, I know they wanna see us down, but we ain't going out like that. Cause my God is real. Not a day goes by where I don't think you. Always stay down and you always stay true. I don't know what I would do without you. You by my side, I can lose. They don't stand a chance, they can never come be. I know that I'm covered, you're always with me. Cause my God is real. Lord, I know they wanna see us down, but we ain't going out like that. Cause my God is real. It's like you come in perfect time. And even through the shade, you keep me shining. Off track till you pass out in the line. Too blessed, too stressed, so I've been grinding. Not a day goes by where I don't think you. Always stay down and you always stay true. I don't know what I would do without you. You by my side, I can't lose.
They don't stand a chance, they can never come be. I know that I'm covered, your love is with me. Cause my God is real. Lord, I know they wanna see us down, but we ain't going out like that. Cause my God is real. Lord, I know they wanna see us down, but we ain't going out like that. Cause my God is real.
See every single time you need him, I promise he'll be right there. Want you to believe if you get up on your knees, he can wipe away every tear.
Why don't you wait for the king? Why don't you wait for the king? Why don't you put down those dreams and get with the Lord and Savior? Get with the Lord and Savior. Give with the Lord and Savior. Give with the Lord and Savior. Open my mouth to give him praise. Open my lips to give him grace. God is the King of my life. God is the King of my faith. Nothing I can do without him. I can't even move without him. I do nothing yet without him. Yes, you gotta see every single time you need him. I promise he'll be right there. Want you to believe if you get up on your knees, he can wipe away every tear.
Why don't you wait for the king? Why don't you wait for the king? Why don't you put down those dreams
and give with the Lord and Savior? Give with the Lord and Savior. Give her the Lord and Savior. Give her the Lord and Savior.
Thank you.